This is the official podcast for casual anime fanatics. On today's episode, we're diving deep into Demon Slayer Season 3, Episode 8, titled The Mu in Muichiro. Fans, and welcome to That Anime Podcast for casual anime fanatics, where we talk all things anime in a fun and uncensored fashion for your listening pleasure. I'm your host Jordo, and here with me as always are my co-host and kin, the baby brother Brennan, the oldest brother Colton. It's been a long day moving Colton's ass out of his house.
I'm still living there.
Still living there on the futon. But we got that shit packed up, two U-Haul loads, not so bad.
No, luckily it's just the big stuff. Been bringing stuff over little by little throughout the months.
You guys think there could be an anime about moving and somebody could make it interesting?
It could be the first episode before they get teleported somewhere.
Yeah. My life in another world is a moving truck.
Well, imagine if there was a anime about three brothers going on a U-Haul run. And they end up in another world, but only with the items that they had in the U-Haul.
That could probably work, honestly, because there'd be like, they'd have like a mattress they could build. The U-Haul could be the shelter within itself. Yeah. Depending on the time period, that could be the greatest, like if it was like a Dr. Stone world, it'd be the greatest piece of technology there.
We would have been fucked. We just had like dressers and shit.
You'd be a god, though, with a machine that can move around. Figure out how to convert it to get him gasoline at the time.
Luckily, it'd be full on gas till it ran out.
With the what we had, I think the only technology other than the car was that little TV that we brought in that second load.
It'd be enough for shelter, though, and a mattress. It's all that matters.
No weapons, though. No food, no provisions.
There's some headboards we could grind into spears and shit.
We didn't have any.
Yeah,
we had the
bed frames. You could grind that shit down.
Yeah, if you got resourceful enough, like it wouldn't be the worst. It'd be better than going with nothing.
Yeah,
I guess anything's better than nothing. But
shit. Well, yeah, we did some moving today, and we all literally just watched the episode. And but before we get to talking about Demon Slayer, what all did you guys watch this week?
All I watched was Mashling. I've still been watching One Piece. The Land of Wano arc. It's pretty good. It's nice being back.
I'm Luffy, and I'm going to be the Pirate King. And I'm going to find the One Piece, whatever that is.
The freaking One Piece.
It's just the treasure, right? That's just what they call it.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, it's, people don't actually know if it's One Piece or, like, all his treasures in One Piece.
Yeah.
It's probably nothing.
I'd imagine it to be, like, a big room full of treasures.
One Pieces yet.
Probably, I think he would.
Would you think when he set off and wrote the show, Volume 1, Chapter 1, do you think he had any idea what the One Piece was?
Yeah, I think, I'm pretty sure he's one of the, you know, he knows the plot points that you have to hit, but the shit in between is what they pull out of their ass.
And I don't know why, but it feels like potentially a lot of mangakas go set off on writing a story not knowing how they're going to conclude it. And like, I'm not hating, but it's kind of like annoying to think about, like, oh, they fucking started the story and they didn't even know he was going to become Pirate King. Like, they're just like, maybe he will, maybe he won't. We'll see how it goes.
Just because the career field now, I think more people
just try to make
it interesting. Some people definitely know the ending. Like, I think Kishimoto knew the ending. I'm just using that as an example, but
like Attack on Titan, that guy knew the ending.
Yeah, Isayama knew the ending. But I'm saying nowadays, because people want to, obviously, they think if they write a isekai, they have a better chance of getting picked up. So I think, yeah, you're probably right. Come with a couple company and hope it gets picked up. But I think for the most part, and then the other case is the manga does so good that the editor's like, you ain't ending this shit yet. And then that's whenever they have to. And I think that's kind of what happened with like Bleach. Like, you had an end, and they're like, nah, this shit's too good, kid. This shit's too good, Kubo.
Johnny on Bosch needs a job.
You gotta keep going, and then they can get into
you
some
already maxed out
boundaries.
The character. You already maxed out the character. What are you going to do? Well, he's going to lose all his powers, and he's going to gain them back.
The video game method.
Yeah.
You got to come up with something.
Have you even watched the new season yet?
Of what?
Bleach.
No, I still haven't. I haven't seen it in dub yet. I think some of it is out in dub, though, actually.
It's got to be finished by now. It ended back in... Yeah. It's about to hit back up next month in July. Or
honestly,
July.
Forgot about it a little bit because I don't get on Hulu to watch anime.
Yeah, because the commercials suck.
Yeah.
There's some good anime. I watch Heavenly Delusion on there. I gotta watch it tonight when I get.
I know. I bitch about commercials a lot, but honestly,
it's really not
like
that
a
bad.
Show of hands. I wish we could know our listeners' show of hands as well. Who has ever seen in the last 10 years? No, let's say 3 years, because of social media. Who in the last 3 years has actually seen a commercial and seen something that they didn't already know from social media ad or something?
I mean, I see shit all the time. It's just I see them so much.
But are you like, ooh, Hulu, I'm going to buy that?
Hulu recycles the shit out of theirs, and then YouTube does the same thing. Like, so I watch tons of ads on YouTube, but it's like once you've watched for like a week, you're going to get the
same
one.
At least YouTube gives you that skip option.
Now they've changed it up. Like sometimes you have to watch the whole thing, and then other times... And they're longer, too. It used to be 5-second skip. Now it's like...
Sometimes you have to watch a full 15-second ad for two ads, so it makes it 30 seconds. Unless sometimes we'll throw in like the 2-minute ones, which you can skip after 5 seconds, but...
They recently updated their ad thing, too, so you can't skip
them as quick.
I've noticed
ads have been
longer.
It's annoying as fuck.
That's how it goes.
Yep.
All things are a circle.
Yep.
Commercials.
YouTube used to be free, now you got... fucking ads everywhere.
Well, it is free still, but that's at least it stays free.
You get YouTube Red, it's ad free.
Yeah.
Or YouTube Premium. I don't think Red is.
It's almost worth
it
because you can get TV from YouTube Red and everything.
Or you can just Luffy it and pirate everything.
Yeah. Pirate King.
You can be an admirable pirate.
Kaizuku. All
right. So I was telling you guys earlier today. No, that was yesterday. That I started reading the Boruto manga out of boredom. And I got into that because I read Chainsaw
Man manga. So you're past the...
No, I stopped after the show.
After Sword Man?
After
Katana
Sword
Man.
Yeah, Katana Man. But they don't even call him Katana Man. They just call him the Katana.
The Katana.
Or I think that they just call him the Sword.
Sword Man. Well, that's what Katana means.
Denji just calls him Sideburns.
Yes,
but you forget that they just obliterated that guy's balls, kicking up. It's a requiem for Himeno up in heaven. But I was like looking for something to read after that, and Black Clover comes out like every 2 weeks. One Punch Man's like once a month, so I was like, I'm gonna give Boruto a chance because Colton and Jesse are always saying it's good. Like when it's good. Now I will say the anime sucked ass. I tried it. Right off the bat, the manga is fucking amazing. Like right off the bat, it starts off.
The anime starts the same way with the time skip, doesn't it?
No, the anime starts off really heavy on introducing the kids.
I thought like the very entrance scene is like
they tease
Naruto dead.
Do you even know his name yet?
Boruto.
No, I don't know.
They say his name, Kawaki. Or whatever.
Yeah, in the future. Yeah, it starts off with Kawaki.
It starts off with Kawaki.
He's like, I'll do to you like the same thing I did to
I'll send you to meet the seven.
Yeah.
That's just so they could get all the people. Everybody
thought
they'd be like, oh shit.
We're already way past
tune
that.
Into this.
Yeah. We're already way past that. The time skip's about to happen because the anime's on hiatus. I think the manga, it's going to happen soon.
But, anyways, all that to say. All of those who've heard me talk shit about Boruto, I still stand by the anime not being great, but I'm reading the manga and I'm enjoying it. I'm already on chapter 10.
You gotta watch the new Seven Ninja Swordsmen arc in Boruto.
Shit's
fire.
It's good deep.
Shit's fire.
Deeper than any blade.
That's where you stopped.
No, I watched through it. I didn't know what was filler. I was like, why would they even do this?
Because it's shit.
I watched pretty far. Like I watched all the way up to where Mitsuki like left, and then that's about where I.
Oh, yeah.
Like I was weekly for like over 52 eps
for Boruto.
Yeah, when it first came out.
What, you dropped off after 52 weeks?
Pretty much, yeah, because it had 52 eps.
Shit.
Because you got to know that Boruto actually started while Naruto Shippuden was still airing.
Oh.
Because they finished, and then they had a bunch of filler. Filler and guidance that they did, so they like overlap. So I was watching them both.
Yeah.
Jeez. What about you, Colton? What you been doing, anime wise, manga?
Well, I haven't been here in a few weeks, but still watching them all. Of course, Demon Slayer. Heavenly Delusion on Hulu. Vinland Saga, which is good.
Vinland Saga is it's finally taken a turn where I'm like, yes.
Opening song's fire too. It is. I cannot take this anymore.
They're both English.
Yeah. I got them both on my playlist. And I've been watching Mash Lee, of course.
Mash Lee, you notice that they even got the little lightning bolt in the logo, like Harry Potter?
I think that's his on his face. His is shaped like that, right?
It's got
the cut.
They really did straight up. I mean, I don't know how they're getting away with this. Like, J.K. Rowling's got to be like, not know about it.
I don't think she cares, honestly.
She's making more money because of it, probably.
Somebody surely like tagged her in something. She has social media.
But like the whole Quidditch thing, like that's proprietary. Like, she made that shit up.
Yeah.
Like, all of the shit that they're doing is like having the houses and the Wizarding World.
I think it's just anything's fair game to spoof, like the scary movies and shit.
Yeah.
You know? Or any spoof movie for that matter.
Yeah, but they have to pay royalties.
But you got
to
think about, like, what's that? The Starving Games and shit. Like, making fun of the Hunger Games. Like, all those different movies that do that. The ones that make fun of Twilight.
Yeah.
Kind of the same thing.
That's true.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. Hell's Paradise, of course, still watching that, but it's on hiatus this week.
That latest episode, the student and master, was fucking...
I was like, shit.
I mean, I could believe it, but
I can't believe this shit. I'm like, seriously get us...
I like how they do... Yeah,
they introduce good characters and then...
Can't spoil anything, because this ain't about that, but... It keeps you on your toes, to say the least.
It definitely keeps you on your toes.
Yeah, there's a lot of characters you thought they were introduced that are going to be... Oh, they're going to play a role in this, and... You know, yeah.
Yeah. It is cool, though, how there's not, like, necessarily powers in that world, but it's kind of like Demon Slayer. Like, the sword skills that people have kind of, like, create. I guess what's-his-name has ninjutsu, but...
Yeah, they have powers. I mean, like, Vin Diesel powers, like, superhuman powers type thing. Like, where it's not, like, outrightly spoken, but, like, they're doing inhuman things.
I don't know. I feel like if Tondra was there, he'd wipe the floor.
No, Gabimaru would fuck him up.
Yeah, Gabimaru, dude's damn near just like a piece, of steel.
Colton, he's literally been raised his entire life to kill.
I think Tanjiro
has been training for like 4 years.
Well, Tanjiro's fucking Hashira level. He's
just living off of his bloodline right now. Like, he ain't earned it like Gabimaru.
I don't know. They're probably about the same age, but I feel like... I'm not saying he would lose to, or Gabimaru would wipe
more,
before.
He's more blood ridden. Like, he's seen a lot.
Yeah,
of shit.
I mean,
dude's been through it. Yeah, dude's been married.
Gabimaru's been through it, but I think Tondra, he would hold his own. Like, he would be.
Is Tondra bloodlusted? <in this fight? laughs>
Yeah. If they're both bloodlusted, then it's gonna be.
If Nezuko is at stake, then yeah, he's got a chance. Yeah.
Got Gabimaru's wife at stake.
That's true. That's
what
I'm saying.
They both got shit to fight for.
Yeah, I think. Tondra would do well there for sure.
Yeah, he'd do well, like, without a doubt on that island.
I don't think he's dying by anything on that island that we've seen so far.
You think he could behead one of those, whatever they call those people, the Tans or something?
Oh, yeah, the Tens.
The Tens, is that what they're called? You think he could behead one of those things?
Doesn't matter if he does.
I guess they've beheaded him, huh? I
mean, yeah, they've already beheaded him. It depends if, like, yeah, they're, breathing techniques would work against them or not.
Nezuko could light a sword on fire, he'd have a good chance.
Tondra would figure it out. He'd just keep chopping until they figure it out. And yeah, Nezuko could put her fucking fire on him. Who knows?
Blood fire. All right, well, let's go ahead and talk about this episode.
You want news?
Yes.
It's been a while since we've done it.
Well, you pull up the news. If this is your first time tuning in, you're late to the game, but welcome to That Anime Podcast. With Demon Slayer Season 3 now airing, we're on episode 8 of 11. You can count on us to continue providing you with weekly deep dives of each Demon Slayer episode. So tell everybody you know that watches Demon Slayer to tune in to our podcast. And if they like it, and if you like it, please give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcast and or Spotify. These reviews, we love them. Keep them coming. They help us reach more casual anime fanatics just like yourself. Now we'll go to Colton with the anime news.
Oh, dang it.
Sorry. We need to have like a little like jingle thing that goes to anime news.
A cutaway thing that plays.
Yeah.
All right. So I know it's been confirmed for a while. They've said it last year, but Fire Force anime has been confirmed to get a third season. We just don't know, but it says it's currently in production. So Hopefully it is.
They didn't say who's doing the opening.
Didn't say yet. Probably the same. Miss Green Apple. Is that the song name?
No, it's the band. Mr. Green Apple's the band. The song
is called Miss Green Apple.
It's Miss? I thought it was Mr.
It's Miss Green Apple.
Miss Green Apple,
yeah.
But yeah, hopefully it comes out soon.
The dude, the guy, the lead singer's a dude, so I just thought it was, Mr.
All right. Jujutsu Kaisen manga will end this year. They're saying it's going to end in 2023, so just a few more months of it.
Shit, that's going to be a tough one to not read.
See, now this is a guy who knew the ending and was like, nah. I guess he did change keeping Itadori alive.
A lot of guys are cutting them short. They want to get it done like Demon Slayer. That shit ended 4 years ago now or more.
Well, you can probably make more money just by doing one, done.
So you can make so much with the... If it's a popular one, too, you can stay around so long and keep making money off merch. It's almost like...
Yeah, but you lose the passion, and I'm sure...
Look at Attack on Titan. That shit ended like about the same time.
You think the One Piece guy is still getting jacked up about fucking writing the next doll?
Hell yeah, he is.
You think so?
This dude, he knows no bounds. Like, Oda, he's... He's like, I'm about to give this fucking this dude the greatest backstory I've ever given, just for him to die in the next chapter. He's got passion if one thing. Ghost Riders.
All right, July 26th, we get the new Bakuhanma season 2 coming July 26th. It's a Netflix original. It's gonna be a 2-part anime series. And it'll be followed by Father vs. Son Saga on August 24th, which you finally get to see him fight the ogre. It's been like 9 years, it feels like, since this whole thing
Ogre's
started.
Ogre's going to fuck him up.
I know. We've been hyping him up. But looking forward to that. I mean, it's a pretty good show. Just a bunch of buff dudes fighting each other.
Grappling. Wrestling.
I saved this on May 12th, so there's a lot of days. There's less days in this, but Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2 begins in less than 55 days, so it's going to be May 12th. It's about 2 weeks later, so we got about a month. End of June, mid-June, something like that.
I'm just excited for the opening that they chose for this next season.
They got to have a fire one, so.
You know Eve's on it.
Yeah, they are.
Or Vivid Vice, one of the two.
We do have confirmation. It's been leaked. Demon Slayer Season 3 finale episode will be 1 hour long. So we got an hour long.
Shit.
Episode 11 will be one hour.
They can pack shit in. We saw the day.
I figured it's got to be because we haven't gotten to any of the nitty gritty.
Well,
I mean, it kind of started this up. But
I've been saying it the whole time. When it comes to a good anime fight, like they're usually a lot shorter than you think.
Yeah.
Especially Demon Slayer's, like today's baller animation, but probably what did that last, like 2-3 minutes?
Yeah.
And like it just gets you good enough to where you don't even think about it.
Yeah, you're like, shit, all right, they pulled some good animation. All right. All right. But yeah. We got less than 30 days till Black Clover before the Wizard King movie comes out on Netflix. So I'll be watching that for sure. I miss me some Black Clover. Feels like it's been forever.
How the hell did Netflix get the rights to the Wizard King movie? They don't have a single episode of Black Clover on Netflix, I don't think.
I'm surprised, but...
And then they get the movie.
I'll take it.
They're desperate. Yeah. Probably just went to the highest bidder, honestly.
Rurouni Kenshin remake. It's scheduled for July 6th, so it'll finally be coming out here soon. We've been hearing about it, so... I'll try it out, see how it goes.
You guys never watched the live-action 2-part Rurouni Kenshin?
That shit.
You know what? You watched it?
No.
It was all right. It wasn't that good.
It could be the most realistic one because there's not really any powers in that show. So
it's not bad, but I watched it. It wasn't anything special. I'm not recommending it unless you're a Rurouni fan.
Well, we got a MAPPA. Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2 will air for 6 consecutive months, so... What is that? That's 24 eps. So about 3 months for 12 episodes.
4 times 6, basically.
Yeah, so.
28 eps.
About 28, but they'll
probably
30
take,
eps.
I bet they take breaks, so 24 is probably safe. So. Or 26, maybe.
It'd be nice getting a full half year of Jujutsu Kaisen again. So it's like it's been forever on that, too.
That's why it was good that the movie came out. Bought us some time.
Yeah. As people have known, MAPPA sent out a key visual for Attack on Titan. Basically a log cabin with mountains, but there's no characters in it, so people are trying to understand what it means if you haven't watched or read the manga, I'm guessing. We haven't read it, so I have no idea what it means.
So, check the first comment. Someone, someone trolled in there.
But there's a key visual out for the new season. Going to start up soon. MAPPA, I know they had an announcement panel, but they did not announce any plan for Chainsaw Man with season two. So no season two announcement for Chainsaw Man as of right now. I don't see it going away. People are saying it could go to a different studio. So, because
MAPPA ain't letting that shit.
It's never happened. MAPPA's the one that takes the anime. They don't. Which is
surprising because about every we've watched a show almost every month or every season that I've new.
I'm watching every fucking thing MAPPA's pumping out. I'm watching. Yeah.
I feel like at the very least, if they do slow down, they're gonna keep the big names.
They're not letting go of Chainsaw Man.
Like Chainsaw. Like, they're probably trying to get their hands on Demon Slayer and shit. Like, why don't we have that? Yeah. The CEO.
Somebody's ass is like, getting fired if they don't get it.
I want that Tanjiro kid in my lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's the news for Hell's Paradise. As you know, episode 9 has been delayed. It's supposed to come out today. Yeah, right? Is today Sunday?
It would have came out yesterday, I think.
No, yesterday in Japan, but today for America. It's going to come out on June 3rd, so had to wait a week.
It's because
of broadcasting of the World Table Tennis Finals. Ping pong.
Nice.
So
not table tennis.
Fuck yeah.
It's pretty important. It's pretty important over there, so I'll respect it.
Yeah.
So I can wait another week. Here's some big news. One Punch Man season 3 was announced 9 months ago, but still no official studio or new information announcement.
MAPPA for sure snapped out.
Who did the last one?
Studio Bones did.
Bones
first
did season one.
It was Ufotable, right? No, Ufotable didn't do season two.
Was it A1 either?
Who did it?
Who does Bones does My Hero? It's another semi popular one. Who used to do Attack on Titan seasons 1 through 3?
I think that was Ufotable, wasn't it?
That was Bones.
That was Bones, too.
1 through 3?
Yeah.
Shit. I can't think of the other studio. Oh, well.
Perio? No, Perio?
No, studio that's Perio? Who does, like, Naruto and shit. It's probably Toei.
Toei Anime? No, just kidding. I don't remember, yeah. MAPPA's got another one coming out. It's a mix of JoJo and Tokyo Revengers. It's got that JoJo feels. But MAPPA's coming another one. It's called Butchigiri. Scheduled for January 2024, so it's going to be about New Year's next year. As you said, like Demon Slayer, Haganezuka, how do you say his
Haganezuka.
Name? Haganezuka, yeah, sorry. Face reveal goes viral on the internet. As you know, they revealed his face.
Like, shit, this guy's hot. Yeah, why does he wear a fucking mask all the time?
He's the hottest character revealed in Demon Slayer so far.
No.
So.
Wit is the one who used
Wit,
to do.
Wit, yeah,
they used to do Attack Wit. On Titan. And then I think Madhouse did.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Madhouse, yeah.
One Punch Man season 2. Had to just pull up some of the names just to see him, and then I could remember.
How the hell did we forget Madhouse and Wit?
Wit, I haven't seen shit from Wit in a while, honestly.
I watched something Wit because sometimes they do the WIT.
Didn't
somewhere.
They do Seven Deadly Sins?
No, maybe the first season. But
I think that they did the first season. And
after
the
that,
shit.
It got shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
After that, I think they outsourced it to one dude in a garage.
Yeah.
And here's your final top 10 anime of the week for week 7. This is last week because a new one will come out probably later today or tomorrow. Number 1, Oshinoko. 2, Hell's Paradise. 3, Demon Slayer. 4, Loving Yamada at level 999. 5, The Dangers in My Heart. 6, Vinland Saga Season 2. 7, Tengoku Daimoku, which is Heavenly Delusion, which I do watch. 8, Insomniacs After School. 9, Mashley, Magic and Muscle. And 10, Kubo Won't Let Me Be Invisible. So
Mashley's getting fucked on that list.
Whenever I watch it, I feel like it's not. And then even when I'm like on TikTok and I come across like anime content, podcaster type things, I don't think it's getting talked about that much. And I feel like 9's pretty good. I just don't think it's...
As long as it stays top 10, it's
it doesn't
good.
Have the look either of like the typical popular anime, and not everybody even likes Harry Potter.
It's good writing though, like the shit on this episode.
I feel like
he just says
Harry
something
Potter.
Obvious, and then he just pauses and makes it seem like it's profound.
Yeah. I feel like
he's like, let me tell you something important. In battles, there's winners and there's losers. He's like, shit, I regret asking.
He's like, shit, why did I even ask?
I'm like, this is just fucking good writing.
I know, it is pretty. I laughed at that part.
But yeah. All right, so that's all the news?
That's all I got.
All righty. Well, without further delay, let's talk about episode 8 of season 3 of Demon Slayer. This episode was titled The Mew in Muichiro. Overall, Brennan, since you have not read the mangas, and I actually have the manga right here with me today to refer to if I have any questions about anything specific people said. But Brennan, what'd you think of this one?
It was good. I actually liked his backstory, so immediately I was like, because I always think podcast to you.
You knew that shit was going to be heartbreaking.
It always is.
I was trying to, where I rank him, and I think as of the Hashiras that we really know, so out of the three, I'd say... And I feel like I put him last, but I think that's just because the other two look cooler. But he actually probably has the best story. Skills. Like, Tengen's story is not, like, he's not, like, super tragic or anything. He's just, like, cool.
Skills-wise. Looks
cool, has cool powers, got the babes with him. But his is a good backstory.
He became a Demon Slayer because it looked cool.
Yeah, pretty much.
To be flashy.
Yeah, I think skills-wise, he's number two out of the three we've met so far. Or four, we met the wind. We met them all, actually. But
yeah, I'm just talking about the ones that we like know their backstory, know their purpose kind of thing.
Yeah.
More so. So I just think did to the three that like Tanjiro's been on arc with, essentially.
He's definitely stronger than Tengen from what we've seen.
You think he is?
I think he is. I mean, he already unleashed.
He's not gutsy, though.
No, Tengen's got those muscle mice.
Tengen's...
those muscle mice are fucking...
Tengen had the help of Tanjiro and his three wives and the other two to beat upper six.
Well, technically...
He's taking on one...
He ain't done nothing yet, though.
He's taking on number five on his own.
But it's TBD right now.
And I'm going to say it's already... we're talking about it's a spoiler. He released the curse mark, so...
But the thing is, his ass got trapped right out of the gates. Yeah. His ass had to get saved by a little swordsmith.
Tengen didn't get the mark?
Tengen didn't get a curse mark.
Oh.
He's not part of that bloodline.
Doesn't have to be. Anybody can.
I think you're spoiling shit, because I know nothing about the curse marks besides that Tanjiro has one.
I don't know. No. It even says he got one of those curse marks on his face.
Yeah, he said the master just told him about Tanjiro having one. So me, I don't know. Now I know their curse marks. But I thought it's because he was in the bloodline of fire breathing is why those appeared for him.
You could be right. I honestly don't remember.
That's what I took it as. Because Tanjiro has that. His dad had it. The number one rank.
I mean, technically, Rengoku got it too already when he fought Akaza. If you go back and look
at
it.
They didn't say anything about it, though, in the movie.
Well, they didn't, but...
I've watched videos that hint at it. People are saying that he didn't. They're saying that it's debatable, yeah. Because some
only
people
weak
think that's
people
blood,
get that
it's
shit.
Not
Tengen
actual...
didn't need it. He just beat him on his own merit. He didn't need.
He didn't beat him. Tanjiro beat him.
That's the equivalent to steroids in the Demon Slayer world. Whatever they are.
So you like the backstory?
Yeah.
Were you shocked to find out that he had a twin brother?
Yeah, I freaking kept. So immediately whenever after the Rents died or whatever, I was thinking, I basically tricked myself into trying to predict that Muichiro was Yuichiro, but he like kind of, because he acted like Yuichiro, how he wasn't going to help people.
Being a dick.
He looked out for himself, and I thought that he ended up living somehow, and then that's why he listened to Tanjiro, because that's what his brother had said to him that died.
Yeah.
So the whole time I was like, he's about to realize that he's
Yuichiro.
But he never did. I was like, damn it.
So he was Muichiro the whole time. That's what kind of confused me. I was like, I read the manga.
Yeah, he's Muichiro.
Yeah.
He was the mean one. Muichiro was actually the mean one.
No, Muichiro was the soft-hearted one who was like, we could become swordsmen. We're from a bloodline of swordsmen.
It was the one.
He's the mean one in the story.
No.
Because the nice one died for him.
No, the nice one lived.
The mean one was always mean. He just acted like that.
So Yuichiro
is dead, the mean
one.
Yeah,
he's the mean
one. The one in the black. But I just like... In my head, before it even happened,
because he was
like,
talking to himself
switch.
After he's holding his hands, like Muichiro. I can't. I'm literally going.
Yeah. Well, whenever it went back to present time, his brother was like talking to him, and it's his same voice. So,
it was confusing. He said, "Muichiro, you are," and I thought he was talking about. Yeah, it sounded like he was talking about himself.
Yeah, but it's his brother.
No, it's his brother.
Same voice actor though, so you can't really tell.
Yeah,
his brother was like basically praying to the gods, protect Muichiro. He's different than me. He's kind-hearted, and he talked about how he. wasn't chosen, and that's why he could never help others. That's something you have to be chosen. The thing is,
if they would have both went, and they could have both been demon slayers.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Here's the thing: you don't think the masters sending demons sent that demon on purpose
to catalyze their?
He had to get one of them. Resolve. He's like, I'm getting one of these fuckers.
Nobody joins the demon slayer ranks before tragedy. So maybe they did. Maybe they sent in that demon.
Probably not, but I was just thinking because it's always like, how it just so happens to be that they lived all that year for free, and then
his wife
starts showing out.
But did we ever get a Tengen backstory? We know he was a ninja and had three wives.
We didn't get a Tengen backstory.
He didn't have like a tragic youth.
We got the backstory to the three wives.
He was always flashy.
He just liked flashy, yeah. He just did it for the prestige.
Yeah, pretty much. He grew up being a ninja, and he wanted...
Ninja. Yeah, the ninja looked down on him for leaving the village, though, yeah. I know. But he did want to just, like, help, because the ninja just took jobs. They didn't, like, kill demons for, you know, the right reasons.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they got in the way, but yeah.
But yeah, I was wrong about that. He is just the chosen one. I was trying to convert it, because he said infinity, and I was like, the eternal one is what I kept coming up with. Because we looked up last week, Ichiro is one, and Ro is son. So, I mean, Ichiro is firstborn. So then he's the chosen firstborn, the chosen one.
Uh-huh. So just to clear up Colton's confusion, Muichiro and Yuichiro were twins, and the flashback was showing Muichiro before his amnesia, and he was nothing like the Muichiro he is today. So he was the kind-hearted one, the one that wanted to help people, the one that was not a dick. And the other brother, Yuichiro, who's dead, was the dick.
And he became the dick whenever he revived.
Yeah, when he lost his cool, he basically became a dick because he forgot who he was.
I think it would have been a better for him if he was, because we don't fucking care which twin it is, to be honest.
No.
I think it would have been cool if he was Yuichiro. And then, like...
He became more like Muichiro.
No, he was Muichiro, but... Wait.
Muichiro was...
No, he was Yuichiro, so the asshole did live, but then Tanjiro reminded him so much of his brother that he...
He becomes more like
Muichiro. He thought his frozen heart.
That would have worked, too. That's why the flashback's so confusing, because it's like, wait, which one is this? Because he basically was acting just like his older brother, or his brother. Yeah. But... Twins. What a way to lose both your parents, though.
Mom's
dying of a fever. They run out of herbs. So dad's like, "Fuck this storm."
Yeah, those herbs weren't gonna do shit. That's what I was thinking.
I was just glad
she ain't gonna save her.
I was just glad because I forgot the backstory on him, kind of. But like, he actually had good parents, cared for him and his brother.
They were just woodcutters.
Didn't have a dad that beat his ass every night. He came home.
He slide open the door. Yeah. Some sake in his hand.
What the fuck?
Who was that? There was somebody that we just
Rengoku,
watched.
Right?
No,
somebody we just watched. Their dad would come home pissed drunk, and they would take the beating for.
Oh, it's it was Hawks in My Hero Academia.
Was it?
Yeah.
No,
we just saw beat the piss out of him.
There's somebody in Demon Slayer.
It was what's his name's brother, the Wind Hashira?
Genya? No, his parents were nice.
No, his dad, he said his mom was. But
the dad came home.
Yeah.
I knew somebody just got the
They had like eight brothers and sisters, but the dad would just come home and beat the shit out of them.
They would protect the mom, and he'd just beat the piss out of them. I knew it was somebody in
Demon
Slayer.
It was like that Rocket Power episode where he comes through the door with the brother. You're overdue.
Lars?
Yeah.
Rocket Power?
He jumps on him. You're overdue. Dude.
Yeah, he did have a pretty good home life.
A lot of tragic backstories. I think we got one more in the lineup for this season.
Oh yeah. So we got the backstory. They both lose their parents same night. Dad falls off of a cliff reaching for the herbs. What a shit way to die too. Like,
he didn't have the right fucking climbing shoes.
He's
wearing the straw sandals up on the cliffs.
Nobody has the right fucking shoes here.
You should go barefoot at that point.
It's crazy that they were woodcutters too, because like, what better profession could you become from a lineage of samurai swordsmen?
Blow up your lats.
You got that swing, and you can't get rid of that swing, so you might as well cut some freaking wood.
All right.
But it's also weird to think like that's back in the day, like you worked. Your profession was literally work, actual work. Like
not everybody labor. Had time to cut wood, so it make. I mean,
these standards, I'd be a pretty cake job. That hell yeah, I just go out and chop wood all fucking day.
I'm surprised nobody ever tried to come up with a contraption besides the axe.
Like Tondra, who he was
the saw.
A coal, yeah, like the saw, the hand saw,
coal miner. What was he? A coal?
Yeah, they sold
charcoal.
Charcoal builder, charcoal maker. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah,
how do you make charcoal? That's what I was wanting to know.
I think that you
get some ash and club it together.
Maybe.
I don't really know either.
I'm not sure. I think that they.
It's got to be something like that. You got to burn it into charcoal. So I wonder how.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah. Huh.
But one thing that I do think is worth mentioning in this episode that I found kind of funny is that they mentioned how both of the brothers were irritable in the summers because they didn't have AC. It's fucking hot as shit. The cicadas are singing.
Their balls are sweating in there.
The whole time I was watching that scene, I'm just like, damn, that's me every freaking time I go camping. You know, I'm like, why the fuck
do
I do
this? That's why they had the skirts on so the balls could breathe.
You know underneath that they didn't have shit down underneath. They're just letting it dangle.
And those are some short kimonos, too. Oh. Like,
summer kimono. Yeah,
most of the time those things be rocking underneath. Like, you would balls, see the tip hanging.
You gotta let those balls breathe. He gets up in the middle of the night and like has to ladle water instead of having a cup. It's just,
yeah, that water's hot as freaking piss too.
You'd have so many bugs in it, like just an open water source like that too.
Surely they put a lid on it.
Yeah, they have to, some kind of wooden lid.
But that part where the demon comes in like while he's drinking, it's fucking, they do a really good job of making it like, oh fuck, the demon's here.
I didn't know if like, that was supposed to be a cause of
it. It looked like him for a second when I thought that.
That'd be
like,
too, yeah. It would be too much. They'd be tying too much shit together, you know?
Yeah.
At that point.
Yeah, and what the demon says when he walks in, I've got it written down here. He goes,
just a couple of brats.
He goes, oh hell, just a couple of brats? Well, whatever. And he goes to slash Muichiro. And Yuichiro's like, run! Jumps in front of him, gets his left arm fucking cut off. He's like, ah! They go into the corner, and the demon keeps walking toward him. He's like,
fucking poor woodcutter boys.
Muichiro sees red, basically blacks out, wakes up over his dead, well, he's not dead, wakes up over the body all chopped up, staked to the ground, demon.
It's like that kid that thinks he can fight. He's just like, you don't know me when I start seeing red. He's like, I can get pretty mad.
No, I freaking, kids that think that their anger is going to come through on a fight, it's like, no.
Yeah.
No, it ain't. Stupidity comes in through anger. But
anger leads to hate, hate to aggression. Aggression to the dark side.
No, what actually is it? It's doubt. Or fear leads to
doubt. Something about aggression and hate, hate to aggression.
Fear leads to doubt. Doubt leads to hate.
Yeah.
I don't know. We just watched all.
Hate leads to
anger.
We
just watched all the original and the prequels. So
hate leads to anger.
Pretty fresh in my head. Lots of people losing arms and the shit I've been watching lately, including tonight.
All right. What else is the highlight of this episode, since we're kind of already skipping around? So Kotetsu is saved. He's alive. He tells Muichiro to protect the swords.
Forget about me. Protect the swords.
Save Mr. Haganezuka. Now, Mr. Haganezuka was already a boss last week when we saw his face for the first time, not losing concentration. But in this episode, Gyoku cuts his eye, literally sends him his ass flying, and he just picks up the stone and his sword and goes right back.
Right back
to grinding that shit away. This dude's
freaking
awesome.
I'm starting to think that sword is going to be for Tanjiro, maybe?
Yeah,
it is
Tanjiro.
It's
sword.
The black one that they got out of
the other one,
type
I know,
zero.
But I didn't know who they were going to give it to yet.
No,
he never said.
That's the one he found in the thing. He goes, I'm going to make
I know,
this
but
the
I didn't
sword.
Know who they were making the sword for, who was going to end up using it.
It's definitely Tanjiro.
Yeah.
I just didn't know because they never explicitly said Tanjiro has one right now.
Well, yeah, because he said, use this while I fix this one.
Use this
I know, but I didn't know if like it was going to be such a good sword like that. They were just going to toss that shit to Muichiro, but now that he has his new one.
Yeah, well, he has
now I know for sure that it's his. But before that, I was like, well, maybe he'll just use it and die, and then it'll become Tondro's. I don't know how the swords work. Like, once one Demon Slayer touches it and turns it, can another one not pick it up? And
they can use it, yeah, but some of them are all fitted to their style, yeah. Is Muichiro's, what did his say on it when they showed
it? It said Demon Slayer.
Slayer of Demons, they
Slayer
all do.
Of demons, yeah.
Oh, they all say that?
They all say Slayer of Demons.
I was about to ask what Tengen said.
What does it
say
on the back of his shirt, though, when they showed that?
Mist, probably.
No, it says something like anger or hate or something. I can't remember.
On Muichiro's shirt?
When he did that slash, it showed like he has that symbol on the back of his thing, and it said
probably just said missed.
That's what I was thinking.
Well, anyways, we got to go back and say the things that the brother said to him that his Mu, because the episode's called The Mu and Muichiro. So Yuichiro was the dick brother, and he said, the Mu in Muichiro stands for incompetence. The Mu in Muichiro stands for meaningless. And then at the end of the flashbacks, or when he's dying, actually, he's like, I've always known what the Mu in Muichiro means. It stands for ... infinity. And this is whenever we go back
whenever
to the present.
They start playing the Avengers music.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. And he does the mist breathing, shifting flow slash. Saves Kotetsu, kills the fish demons, tells him to go save Mr. Haganesco. Skipping around, the octopus vase hell comes out, which is, you know, this demon so far. It's strong, but we haven't, like, seen its strength. It's just basically evades and sends out of vases.
Yeah, it's just sending a bunch of fucking slashable shit.
Yeah.
You know, animation type shit. Fodder, basically.
Yeah, Muichiro cuts up the octopus that apparently couldn't be cut. And then he thanks Mr. Kanamori for the sword.
When the hell did he get him the sword?
We Mr. Kanamori that, right? made it.
I know, but, like, yeah. I saw him cut through and his other one broke, and then they were caught. And, like, when did he get the other one?
When he saved him.
When he saved all of them.
Did we see it happen?
Yeah.
I must have missed that part.
That's when he came in.
When the hell did he hand him the sword?
He came in and slashed him.
Yeah, he had came in and he's like, I didn't even sense your presence.
I thought he still had his original sword that broke.
He did, but then after he slashed and he vanished, Mr. Haganesco
snagged it from him then.
Yeah. And then we get this flashback of the original sword maker for Muichiro, because they assign a swordsmith per demon slayer. And this guy's name was Mr. Tetsuida.
They only have one. They don't make a couple, though.
What do you mean?
Like, I figure, like, Haganezuka made Tanjiro's, but probably at least a few others, right?
Yeah, he probably makes a few others.
I thought you were saying,
like,
there's a one-to-one ratio.
No,
like, you only make swords for him.
Everybody gets one.
No, Mr. Tetsuida basically is telling Muichiro, like, he's worried about him because every time he sees one of his swords, he just can tell how much he's hurting, and he trains too hard. And Muichiro finally realizes, he's like, shit, I'm sorry for making you worry. Basically, I mean, I don't even remember if this Mr. Tetsuida was in the manga or not, but it's basically just a pointless part of the story other than that Muichiro is more humanized now and he remembers his past.
Yeah.
That's what the purpose was. Mist breathing, fifth form, sea of clouds and haze. He misses again. Goku's like, haha, you fucking missed. And he's like, or did I? Your sense is dulled because you've lived for over 100 years, you bitch. He's like, oh, and his throat's cut. And basically it ends with him coming in on a slash and it looking like, you know, the blade like goes down and we don't actually see what happens. Do you guys think he cuts him and kills him?
No, fuck no.
You think both demons are going to be alive come episode 11?
Yeah, for sure.
Shit. I do too.
What's up? Is the next episode 11?
Next episode is number nine.
Oh, maybe not that far.
9, 10, 11's 1 hour.
Probably
now.
They'll probably both die the same episode, to be honest. I'd be remorsed if I didn't
say anything about
the CGI fish.
Okay, but hearing Colton say that episode 11's going to be over an hour long, I'm saying hands down, they're both fights are going to 11. Well, otherwise, what else would they do that whole freaking episode?
Last 15 minutes, they'll do like the conclusion, you know. 45
yeah, an hour,
minutes
you can fit
fighting.
It all in one.
45 minutes of good fighting, so.
But yeah, CGI fish, I had to say something just because I'm sure people were.
And I'm still waiting.
Want to know what we think about
it. I just felt like.
They look kind of janky.
Yeah, and I felt like during the entertainment arc, like I was on the edge the whole time with great animation and fighting. This one's a little more, I'm not saying it's bad, talking and. Not as much
more
action,
character
for
development
sure.
For sure in this
yeah.
one.
Not as
that's
much.
That's because we had the trio in the entertainment district and we already know all them.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
And the muscle mice.
Yeah.
Monkey.
Why the hell aren't those? I guess they're his own private army.
Yeah, they just work for him.
He needs to dispatch him for help other people too.
I'd be telling my muscle mice, go out and breed. We need more of you
they
guys. Breed,
they do that. They don't. They do that shit on their own. They don't fucking. There's I don't need him to say that.
There's plenty of those around.
Like we need about 1,000 more of you guys.
We need new breeding mice.
They're like, boss, we breed every day. Like, good. Well, where the hell are your kids? Bring them in here. Get them pumping iron. Yeah. We need more recruits.
I'm ready to get to the nitty gritty here.
Me too.
I mean, if we're doing Conroji's backstory, once we clear that, we should be good.
Well, as you can see here, volume 14 of Demon Slayer on the cover is Conroji.
Yeah.
And we're on volume 14 of 25 volumes, so we are over halfway, technically, with this story.
Yeah, which is crazy. You can always clear through a freaking whole manga book in like 5 minutes if you want to sometimes, depending on what's going on in it.
Yeah, there's only going to be two more seasons, I bet.
Let's say 2 to 3. Yeah.
I feel like this is one of the ones that they're going to wring out every last thing. Like they may do a final season part two. They'll cut the last thing into like 4 movies. Like they're going to keep this shit around.
They might.
I just think it's big enough to where they can do that, and they've seen that, like, people bitched about Attack on Titan, but look, everybody's still watching, still buying shit, still popular, so they're...
I mean, it was, but, like, we got that 1 hour movie episode of Attack on Titan, and it's like, kind of forgot about it, and what's supposed to come out in the summer again?
Yeah, but people still go, people still walk in, play, see an Attack on Titan merch and buy it,
yeah.
And people still talk about it, it's just kind of got relevance in pop culture still.
Yeah.
And that's what I think. Demon Slayer will stick around.
This it definitely be... will, yeah.
I mean, it's going to be around at least for another 5 years because...
Yeah, it's going to be around either way. Like, even if they
two seasons
it,
will
even
take
if they
4 years.
It next season, it'd still be popular, but I think you can just keep making money off of something even longer.
If it's around 5 years, I just turned 33.
Shit.
Be 38.
Be 40 when this shit
I don't
ends.
Know. I don't know when it's time to like put down the mantle for watching it.
Trying to figure out. Some, shit, never. Someone out there needs to make a YouTube video like they... read the first ever manga of One Piece and how old they
I
were.
I want to meet like,
how old they are when
the oldest
when
guy who actually like older than me who's got like as pretty into it as I am, you know.
Shit, probably,
there's gotta be a
gotta, there's
I'm sure there's
a guy I work with is 51 years old. I just learned how old he was and he fucking loves anime.
Is that all he watches?
No, but I just got him into
it. He's
like,
newer to it.
He's newer to it, but like, there's no age limit on this shit.
I'm talking like someone who's pretty experienced like us, but older and...
Yeah, there's tons for sure.
I just haven't met them, I guess. Mostly they're younger.
They just probably don't talk about it either.
Yeah. I mean, I guess they're more like
they don't talk about it. They just listen to our podcast.
Baro ain't older than you?
No, he is. He's pretty hardcore, though.
That's what I mean.
I'm not saying I'm not hardcore, but you know, I'm subtle about it, like... Most of us are pretty subtle unless you don't just bring it up in any conversation. Or some of us, I guess. Some people you do. That's just how they are.
Yeah. Most people, don't like shit.
That's why we're the casual anime fanatic. We're fanatics.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah,
we obviously
about
talk
it.
About it, but I'm not going to like meet somebody.
Hey, you watch anime.
Like, yeah.
My name's Jordan. You can call me Itachi. Like, what? Oh, you don't watch Naruto?
No.
Well, anyways, the show Naruto. It's about this kid that.
Yeah. You're already in my Genjutsu, so now you're gonna watch anime. You're gonna watch anime now.
Well, next week is episode 9, and it's titled "Mist Hashira Muichiro Tokito." So no backstory on Conroji. That will probably be episode 10.
I mean, this could be an episode where he finishes this one and then...
Or he dies.
Out for the count.
You still think somebody's going to die this season, right?
I mean, I thought he was going to die, but now it's like... Now I'm like starting to think maybe he'll make it out. But yeah, he'll probably die. Maybe Kotetsu. I said last week that either him or Kotetsu's got to die.
Yep.
So yeah, probably him still. I think Kotetsu is going to live on and remake the Yuichiro Type Zero.
Have to. So who do you think Conroji's still coming to help? It's like I ask you every week.
I don't know. I always say
you think
the opening.
Miss Tashiro's got the shit locked down at this point.
I always thought him, but now since he's kind of getting things put together, got his new sword and everything, she may pass through and then take the sword to Tanjiro or something. But in the opening, she's cutting the wood dragons.
Yeah,
but. that could be misleading.
Have we talked about how the writer for this, what's his name? Koyoharu Gotoge. Gotoge. He came out and said all of the elements that you see when they're fighting are not actually real.
Yeah, we talked about that with Baro. Yeah. Like,
shit sucks.
In the old studio.
Nobody else can see it unless you're like a Hashira or a Demon Slayer.
No, they can't see it either. Nobody can see it.
It's just a...
I thought they said...
No, he said nobody can see it. It's just...
He has a word for it that I can't think of. It's like an expression. It's just an expression of their form.
It'd be kind
of
weird.
A manifestation of their...
No, it's just an expression. Like, the way he swings his sword is like aggressive like fire, smooth like water.
That's what. But can the demon see it? Because they said your sword's on fire.
I think his shit was literally on fire.
They pointed it out, yeah. But then did you see like...
That was a blood demon art.
Yeah, like I think I the only thing that's real in Tondra's shit's literally on fire.
So, I wonder when everybody's watching this, is it just like, they're just swinging swords around. Like, oh!
Yeah.
Like, is it actual fast or is it just like slow motion too? Like an actual
sword fight?
No, I
mean, they're still killing it. But there's just like, you don't see the lightning.
Yeah, I remember them saying that, but I thought it was like only the Demon Slayers can see like the flowing.
No, they can't even see that shit. They're just swinging swords and they have different breathing techniques and ways of swinging it. But it's just weird to think, like, as a mangaka, why even come out and tell people that? Like, it's cooler to think, like, the fucking swords making flames.
He told
flames.
You a lot of stuff in between, like, the panels, like, stuff like that. Like, just stuff he thought. And
it's like Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
Things about the ODM gear and shit they used to show.
Yeah. But, well, anything else from you guys this week?
That's about it. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Just ready for some nitty-gritty. Getting into fighting.
Needy, needy. All right, everybody. Well, thanks for listening. I'm Jordo.
Brennan.
Colton.
We are the Evans Bros. Thank you all for listening. Have a great week. And as always, peace out.